Psalm 101. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come to you. Hide not your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily, for my days vanish like smoke, and my bones burn like fire. Withered and dried up like grass is my heart. I forget to eat my bread. Because of my insistent sighing, I am reduced to skin and bone. I am like a desert owl. I have become like an owl among the ruins. I am sleepless, and I moan. I am like a sparrow alone on the housetop. All the day my enemies revile me. In their rage against me, they make a curse of me. For I eat ashes like bread and mingle my drink with tears because of your fury and your wrath. For you lifted me up only to cast me down. My days are like a lengthening shadow, and I wither like grass. But you, O Lord, abide forever, and your name through all generations. You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for it is time to pity her, for the appointed time has come. For her stones are dear to your servants, and her dust moves them to pity. And the nations shall revere your name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory, when the Lord has rebuilt Zion and appeared in his glory, when he has regarded the prayer of the destitute and not despised their prayer. Let this be written for the generation to come, and let his future creatures praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from his holy height. From heaven he beheld the earth, to hear the groanings of the prisoners, to release those doomed to die, that the name of the Lord may be declared in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the peoples gather together, and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He has broken down my strength in the way. He has cut short my days. I say, O my God, take me not hence in the midst of my days. Through all generations your years endure. Of old you established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They shall perish, but you remain, though all of them grow old like a garment. Like clothing you change them, and they are changed, but you are the same, and your years have no end. The children of your servants shall abide, and their posterity shall continue in your presence.